We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is CJ Cronin of the Twins. Here's Mike Max with sports on the morning news with David Lee.
Well, Crony got another homer yesterday in a Twins win over Seattle, Mike.
He did. Had a nice visit with him after the game. He's a nice young man. His dad, of course, is involved in coaching and baseball, and his brother, of course, got called up with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I said, "Do you take a little healthier hack when it's 5-1, 7-1, something like that?" And he said, "Nope, I swing hard every time. I'm not worried about the score. I'm going to go up there and try to hit the ball hard every time." He hit the ball really hard right before that. It was, should have been a sack fly, but they had caught third base, but he had rocked it before that, and then he hit the home run. And he's been one fine addition for this team, of course. And Cruz got another one out. He's bordering on amazing, his at-bats and the way that he goes about his business. And they won all those games without him. It's almost amazing. He comes back, and he's been on fire. Was it 5 home runs, 7 games, something like that? And you think, my gosh, they were winning all these games even before he got back. So, yeah, they're well-fortified coming in. And Kansas City, obviously, the focal point is Joe Mauer weekend, and they've got 3 sellouts. But I was talking to Rocco Baldelli about that yesterday, and he can't wait to see the place on fire, to see the they've had good crowds. Now they're going to have great crowds. And to see the team kind of get involved in that, and I think that'll help carry him to the postseason, because you're going to start to see that regularly, I think, now in the summertime, where those full houses are close to it.
Well, sellouts Saturday and Sunday, and I know Friday, last time I talked to Dave St. Peter early this week, it was close to a sellout, so I wouldn't doubt that mm-hmm. sells out tonight. Cruz, Maxie, 5 home runs in his last 7 games, but he's had 6 games this year with 3 or more hits, so that, I mean, all these pickups have been just very, very fruitful.
Yeah, I don't know if I can think of, certainly not in Twins history, where you had this many difference makers that were pickups. In fact, they've always been kind of hard-pressed to find guys.
Yeah.
That had, they traded for Shannon Stewart the one year, and that was a great trade. Of course, Jack Morris was the ultimate in 91, and he came back with a, 1-year contract just to prove himself, and man, did he. But, they haven't had a lot of, where'd they find that guy kind of thing. And they've had a lot of where'd they find that guy kind of thing. So this is really surprising to see that they got them all right.
You think the Timberwolves will sign free agent Kawhi Leonard now that he's achieved that championship at Toronto?
I would. I think he's pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. He probably won't even try next year.
He's great. They got a great team. And that was a great basketball game last night, and it had everything. The final game at an arena, and unfortunately, Klay Thompson, who was just outstanding last night, tweaks his knee, and he's in a contract year, so he's a free agent. And, with a knee, you never know. I don't know what the diagnosis will be. He came back, shot the free throws. They took him out of the game. He never returned. And had he played, first of all, they probably would have won, or at least had a good chance to the way he was playing, and they would have gone back to Toronto. But one layup, one play like that, and it can be everything. It can be the series. It can be, his career. It didn't look like it was career-threatening, but you never know. And like I said, he's up for a contract there, and I don't know if they're going to give him a max out. But it was really a good basketball game. You wanted to see a game 7 because game 6 was so intriguing and so interesting last night.
These guys, these NBA guys are so good. You just, and you're blessed because you get to go down there front, almost courtside and see them play. I mean, it's once you're down there, you go, this is another planet. That's how good they are.
Yeah. I say I'll say this about the worst team in the NBA. They're unbelievably talented.
You
start there, then you work your way up, And when they're playing as hard as they can play, and they're so athletic, and they're so machine-like, and they're so physical, yet they've got finesse at the same time. And they'll go up, and you'll say, he had to follow them there. And he didn't follow them because whoever he is so graceful. And that's what it is. And I thought that this series and stretches brought out that the best of. Curry had some great plays last night. Kawhi Leonard had some great plays. Their 2 point guards combined for 48 points. Lowry was outstanding for Toronto. 5 straight road wins in that series. Five straight. You just don't see that in the NBA. The home court is so much, but, you know, that's why we watch sports, because we have no idea what we're really going to see the next time.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen here, but I was reading about this key NCAA official that says six schools are going to be facing allegations of level one violations as early as next month. And the vice president for regulatory affairs for the NCAA told CBS Sports Maxi that two high-profile programs will be notified in early July, the others at a later date. I don't know what's brewing there. Maybe you do.
I don't know exactly, but, and I'm not going to say the names that you hear, but you hear some, you know, the names are flying around in the underground or in the sports world are high profile. I mean, and they're everyday names, but nobody knows for sure if they got the goods on them. And it's been out there for a while now, and there are some, some big time programs. And I would say this, some of them, at least one that I know of, it's already hurt them because nobody knows what's going to come out. And I know, you know, I'm thinking of one program, not locally here, it's a different school, that lost a big-time recruit that I know because they didn't want to take a chance that they're going to get leveled because the allegations are out there. So it really has already started hurting a couple of programs because everybody's, you know, the rumors out there, they're going, well, I'm not going to sign up there and then find out that there's probation and blah, blah, blah. I want to play in the NCAA tournament. So that if everything that they say is true, there's going to be hell to pay for some people that you're very well known.
The sport's being brought to you by Old Dutch Foods. Mike Max, Dave Lee here for Old Dutch Products, which make a wonderful addition to whatever you're doing this weekend. Tonight or this afternoon, I'm going to head on over and see the visit with Kira and Kyle Ryan as the twins graduate from high school, and they're having their little get-together. And what do you think I'm going to bring? I've watched them grow up, and I'm going to have to bring them some Old Dutch chips for graduation present, and they're going to be overwhelmed.
That is, it's such an emotional time, first of all, for those kids to graduate. But then when you show up with the Old Dutch chips, it's one of those moments.
There'll be a lot of tears.
Yeah, there's tears, and people capture it on video, and it ends up on Instagram, and we see these all the time where people throw them our way. You know, when they open that box and they see that it's not just one bag, but it's a party pack. I mean, they got the car for sure, you know, as a graduation gift, and they got the $200 suit for their first and all that stuff, and that means something. But when they open up that bag of chips, and I got to tell you, yesterday I had a hot pastrami with mustard and sourdough and sour cream and onion Old Dutch chips at the side. And I just, right now as I say it, I just get excited about it. You know, I think about it. Could I do it 2 days in a row? I want to, but, you know, you don't like to eat the same. But it was so good. And those sour cream and onions at the side. And, you think about that stuff all day after you have it.
Well, yesterday I got home from the ball game or the Twins game. And I had to be somewhere last night. So in between, I get home. My wife's home and sitting out in the deck with that nice weather. And she said, come out here and join me. I said, I will. In a second, and she started laughing. So what's so funny? She said the Old Dutch chips are right over at that particular point in the kitchen. She knew exactly where I was going. It's part of our life.
Dave, they are where they always are. You know.
Yeah.
And it was like my house. You don't even know it, but it's a different bag. In other words, not the one you left in the morning.
Well, that's
because
it.
Because once that was gone, they had to run out because they knew that if you get a little ugly when you get home, they're not there.
Well, that can make Mike and Dave a little grumpy when that happens. But
A little grumpy. You'll touch chip.
Well,
absolutely.
It's graduation time. I tell you, they get all, as Maxie said, cards and whatever they're bringing. But when you walk in with the Old Dutch chips, it's suddenly a party.
Yeah, videotape it. It's a memory for a lifetime. You know, put it on your social media, whatever you want to do, but make sure that old Uncle Ed's rolling or somebody, because you're going to want that moment for a long time to be preserved.
I don't think you want Uncle Ed doing the boomerang, but keep Uncle Ed away from the phone. But somebody's got to do it. And then they got the limited edition boxes, too. Well, Max, you have a great weekend. I'll look forward to seeing you at the ballpark tonight again, more than likely, and we will chat a little bit later.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
He's Mike Max, WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.